Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yes, it's loose read reads. Blah, blah, blah. I got so excited listening to Kneecap, but I feel like Kneecap was quite an appropriate intro for this one, eh?
Yeah, we're heading to Ireland. Heading to Ireland with Noel McCarthy's Stakes, Dracula Ooh. And the Secret to Happiness. So, it's really nice to have a BFM alumni writing yet another book. And I heard that Noel was on here last week with on Morning Glory, which I'm excited to listen back to. But I'm so pleased to talk about this book today. So you may have read Noel McCarthy before in her 2022 memoir, Grand, Becoming My Mother's Daughter. This won the E.H. McCormick Prize for Best First Book in General Nonfiction at the Ockhams. And that was, how would you describe that? It's a tale of...
It's quite devastating, actually.
Devastating tale of Noelle's relationship with her alcoholic, eccentric mammy.
Yeah, and there's moments of real kind of levity, but, I mean, overall, I don't think I'll ever recover from reading Grand.
Oh, it's a beautiful book. It really struck a chord with readers as well. In that kind of hilarious way that everyone can, like, trace themselves back to Ireland as well. So they kind of feel like that story's theirs.
50%, personally.
Yeah, totally. But Stakes, Dracula and the Secret to Happiness opens with Noelle in Auckland 2009. She's waking up to a man hungover and every dirty part of her hurts. And it immediately references Dracula. I like this little bit. This is straight in. We're straight into it. So in the bed, I shut my eyes tight against the morning light. Fuck, I feel ill. A hand then, running in long strokes along my hip. Good morning. I can feel the words vibrating in his chest. I don't answer. It's better when I pretend to be asleep. It occurs to me, this is the right amount of shame for me. This is how bad it needs to be. The sun's coming up in the window, high above our heads, hot enough to burn you up. How did I get here? And there's a voice that comes from inside me then that sounds a lot like Dracula. Nicely spoken, elegant, a real cunt. You walked yourself into this place and now you're stuck. You and Jonathan Harker, you're both going to die in here. You never listen. You don't know when enough is enough. That's how we lead in. So good.
Oh my
gosh. Away.
Yeah.
And this is this little prologue is capturing a beginning of a shift in Noel. But first we need to go back to early 90s Cork. And after reading Bram Stoker's Dracula at 14, Noelle would leave her bedroom window open at night, hoping that he might come in.
I remember a mention of that in Grand, and I was like, that needs to be explored more than it was in that first book.
Totally. And a fun fact is, I guess, that she was working on this book before Grand. She's been working on it for a really long time, but Grand had an urgency to it after the passing of her mum. I guess from here, when we go back, we're investigating the seeds of the urge to self-destruct through alcohol into blackouts and unhealthy sexual encounters, but also this book really holds the nostalgia of being young and free and rebellious and those kind of nights out where no one actually really has anywhere to stay and you're just getting drunk as young ones and her leaving Ireland and moving to Auckland and getting into media and her career, but this kind of little devil on the shoulder
that's always a little bit there.
Yeah, that's all, totally.
Wow.
And Talia Marshall, in her review of this book for Newsroom's Reading Room, said, "For someone who is so admired and mysterious, she is very brave and turning over like a cat and showing us the fur of her underbelly." Isn't that a delicious sentence from Talia? But
so good.
I heard Noelle was speaking about this book and saying that with her work and with Grand, people wouldn't come and talk to her about her book and her family. They would talk to her about their lives and their family. So there's something really relatable in her writing. I think a lot of people can see themselves in her writing, just little aspects or aspects of your family. You know, we have generational unhealthy relationships to alcohol, which people, I think, can recognize. And what makes this... Yeah, it's like it's so cool. It's so interesting, even just after a few years of Grand, that you stakes has got this, it's just shifting the axis on Grand. It's investigating or looking at some of the same things that have been explored, but just from a different angle. And then it's always filing Dracula and vampires into it. You know, Mammy's back and she has that sing, her sing-song, acidic one-liners that are just so great. You know, I mean, they wouldn't be great if they're said to you, but they're like great as a reader. Her and I guess like getting into like why has what happened happened. Her mum, you know, you look at inherited trauma. Her mum's like terrible time as a young woman, losing her children, and the rape that she experienced. Her work as a psychiatric nurse in an asylum. So Noelle's just constantly peeling back the layers. And so, and then you could think like, why, where do vampires fit in and does it work with this memoir? But I think it really gives context of Ireland at the time of Bram Stoker, Ireland's mistreatment of women, the mother and baby homes. I might think of the political fiction writing of Claire Keegan and Sinead Gleeson. She writes nonfiction as well, but there's just this reaching towards meaning in everyday life. And perhaps if religion isn't working for you, like perhaps if you look towards a cultural context or something that stays with you, how can you get meaning from that? The writing is really sensory and kind of quite delicious, and it's the underbelly of the cat. It's really personal, and doesn't hold back from making one look. She's not working at making herself look good to anyone. It's just
she's so vulnerable. That's what really struck me with Grand, is like, you know, writing a book like that, you know, plucking that memory out of yourself and then let alone releasing it, you know, is so brave.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's great to read because you can kind of feel a bit normal, you know. But it's it's a book of vampires and family and booze and this haunting hunger of desire, but not really knowing what that desire is and where that comes from, but then ultimately I would say leading to transformation, you know. And I was reading David Sedaris's new book of essays in the weekend, and he was talking about what makes a good biography, and he said that there should be an addiction and lots of sex, but then like overcoming that. And I was like, oh my god, that's Noelle's book. She's done it.
Great biography.
It's a book for women. It's really a book for, I mean, not for women just to read, but it's a book about women and being an Irish woman, being a woman in today's world, and you think of Me Too, etc., and sort of that acceptance of what you're supposed to be or live through, especially as like a teenager, and maybe that shouldn't be that way. Being a mother, having female mentors in your life. It's just about trying to be.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I can't wait to read it. I need to go and pick up a coffee, so I might be in timeout very soon.
Come in. Yes, it's, yeah, I would highly recommend it.
Yes, we've been talking about Stakes by Noelle McCarthy, and it's so good.
Yes. And love there's it. Lots of music in this book mentioned. Yes. A lot of Madonna. But we thought we'd play...
We play a track from the Stone Roses. This is I Want to Be Adored. Is this like mentioned in the book?
It is definitely mentioned in the book. And that brings in that nostalgia as well, and that roaming in fields teenage life. I love the song anyway. But
I love a book that you can chuck together a playlist for as well.
Like, you can do that for this.
I do love a music biography solely for that purpose, because you can just like get the headphones in, get the book out, and just go to U Zone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was having a Spin Doctors revival last night based on a song from based on reading this book and seeing plucking out what songs were good and nostalgic from it. So,
oh, classic. All right, this is the Stone Roses. I Want to Be Adored. Thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you. This is on the shelf now.
Time out.
And we've got signed copies on the shelf too. So.
Ooh, ooh la la, collector's edition.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That was Loose Reads.